Schools Around the World by Margaret C. Hall. Essential question. How are some schools different from each other? Schools around the world. All around the world, children go to school. Some children spend most of their day at school. Others spend only a few hours there. Some school buildings in Asia are tall, like this one. Schools are different in different parts of the world, but they are all the same in one way. Schools are where children go to learn. Amazing school facts. A long time ago, a German man started a new kind of school. He thought that small children should grow like flowers in a garden. He called his school Kindergarten. The word means children's garden in German. These students in an American classroom start their day by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. School buildings. The kind of school buildings children have depends on where they live. It depends on the climate and the resources of their community. School buildings can be large or small. They can be made from many different materials. Some children even go to school outside or in buildings with no walls. Amazing school facts. Schools have been around for thousands of years. The first schools were started to teach children about their culture. These students in Tibet, China, are about to start their morning classes. Getting to school. Children travel to school in many different ways. The kind of transportation they use depends on where they live. It also depends on how far they have to go. Many children walk or ride bicycles to school. Others ride in cars, on buses, or on a train. Some children go to school by boat. Amazing school facts. In some places, children live too far from their school to go there. Teachers give lessons over the radio or by using computers that are hooked up to the school. School clothing. Children around the world wear different kinds of clothing to school. What they wear often depends on the climate where they live. It also depends on what season it is. In some schools, the students all dress alike. They wear uniforms. Students from different schools have different uniforms. Students at this girls' school in Panama wear blue skirts and sweaters as part of their uniforms. The school day. All around the world, teachers help students learn new things. Children do some schoolwork in groups. They do other schoolwork on their own. Most children eat lunch or a snack at school. They may also have time to play. At many schools, children take class trips, too. These students in Germany are learning science on a class trip with their teachers. Learning to read and write. One important job for teachers is to help children learn to read and write. Students learn to read and write in many different languages. The language children use at school depends on where they live. Some children study their own language and another language too. Analyze the text. Text and graphic features. How do the photos and captions help you understand more about the schools? This teacher answers a question for his student at a school in Cuba. Other lessons. Children learn many things at school. All around the world, they study math and science. They learn about their own country and other countries too. Many children around the world study art and music in school. They may also learn how to use a computer. These students in Great Britain practice playing music at school. At an American school overseas, students study a map of Europe. School chores. Most children have chores to do at school. They help to keep the classroom neat and clean. They may even help to set up the classroom every day. In some places, children work to keep the schoolyard neat and clean. Some children may serve lunch to one another. In this school in Japan, students help serve lunch. After school. Some children go to school even after the school day is over. They may have a tutor to help them with the subjects that are harder for them. Some children have other lessons after school. They study things they cannot learn in school. They may learn about dance, music, or their own culture. This teacher gives extra help to students after school. These boys in Israel learn about their culture. Special schools. Some children live at their schools. These schools are called boarding schools. The children go home for visits and on holidays. This girl cannot see. She goes to a school where she can learn to read and write in a special way. People who are blind read with their fingers. They use a system of raised dots called Braille. Students at this boarding school eat, study, and live together. Homeschooling. A home can also be a school. Some parents teach their children at home. They want to decide exactly what their children will learn. People at schools will often help parents plan home lessons for their children. Many children who study at home go to a school for gym or art classes. This mother is teaching her daughter at home. School and work. Some children work as performers. They spend part of their day practicing the work that they do. They spend the rest of the day studying regular school subjects. The students below perform a traditional Russian dance. Amazing school facts. One of the subjects that was taught in ancient Greece was gymnastics. The ancient Greeks thought gymnastics was just as important to learn as math or reading. This boy is learning gymnastics. Older students. Many people go to school even after they are adults. They may go to college, or they may go to a trade school to learn how to do a certain job. Adults also take classes for fun. They study different languages and learn how to do things. No matter how old students are, they go to school to learn. Analyze the text. Main idea and details. What is the topic of Schools Around the World? How does the main idea of the selection older students fit with the topic? These women in India go to school at night.